What's on your heart today?
Well, I got an email from someone who was very upset that I'd been away. I was very hurt when I heard it. And it was from someone that I do love and care for. And my first reaction was, you know, well, what can I do? I thought about the pain that this person's going through that I can't do anything about right now. And so as I went into my heart and began to kind of get a little angry and annoyed, I thought, this is not the Jesus response. And so because I not only do teach, but I want to practice that Christ is in me. And what is your response, Lord? Yet I, John Essef, have a heart that has reacted with anger and a bit of bitterness and resentment for, you know, why are you picking on me this way? And those, that kind of thoughts. And immediately I said, you know, Lord, you're the only heart. You, Jesus, are the only one that loves at this moment. And you, it's not that I have to go any place, but simply turn to you in me. You love this person. You do whatever you see and your Father sees has to be done. And immediately my heart found peace. I rested in that, and I began to respond with thoughts of prayer and asking and begging the Father to care for this person in a way that I wasn't able to. That saying to the Father, if you want me here, and you're the one who knows what this person needs, then only you can supply the needs that they have. And that that awareness that Jesus is in you, that Jesus is in me, that Jesus is in every person in the whole world, that awareness that every single person has that same power, and especially you, this good news to everyone, especially those who are baptized into Christ Jesus. And as I really speak to you today, and as I share with you how important it is that when these things happen to you and to me, that Jesus, who is within us, is the source and the power to bring about healing and blessing for everyone. But mainly, I think we experience it when we are rejected, when we are slandered or lied about, ridiculed, cursed or persecuted. The Jesus life that is in you and in me has to go through the same journey that he went through. So when he was on earth, he had to go through the Garden of Agony. What I really experienced in that, in a slight way, not in the way he did, but today I was saying my sorrowful mysteries, that I had to go through that brief moment when I was rejected by this friend of mine, or ridiculed because I wasn't present to the needs. I had to go through that time in the garden to be alone. I wanted to be in communication like Jesus did with Thomas, with Peter and James and John. But somehow, in those moments of our life when we are rejected, they fall asleep, or they're too weary, and we're all alone with the Father. So if you're in some of that experience in your life where you can't find a job, or your children reject you. Is that where you're, what you're experiencing, that pain? Or your husband leaves. Or you flunk out of a course or a program. Are you experiencing that? It's in that moment that you can unite that pain, that inner suffering, rejection, feeling of loss, and aloneness with him. So that the access, to really access Jesus, sometimes when we are successful, success has 100 mothers, but failure is an orphan. It's when you like Jesus, why is the cross so important for those who are united with him? Because it's in the cross that we experience his presence. It's in the cross that love comes to bear and surfaces even more strongly. It's only when we experience that rejection. I got permission to tell this story of one of the missionaries of charity. Her story is a very, very suffering one. Her father was a Brahmin who had to leave his, he left his Hindu faith behind and became a Christian to marry her mother. And her mother was a Catholic, baptized Catholic. And when they married, they had these children. And when he had left everything to follow his Catholic faith, he was disinherited by his family and rejected because he has left his Hindu faith. His wife then left him and abandoned him and went off with another man. And he had to suffer the indignity of being in his mother-in-law's home with the children, and then his health broke, and eventually he died. And she had eventually gone on to become a missionary of charity. And this is the exchange that she gave me permission to tell, that she so hated the word mother that for years and years she hated to call Mother Teresa mother. And she said, I really want to have time with her before she dies because I want to tell her how I hate to call her. She was so full of anger and unresolved hatred of her mother. And she eventually got to see Mother, but only before Mother Teresa died. And she said, I've been wanting to see you, and I prayed that God would keep you alive so that I could tell you how much all the years that I've been in this community, I hated to call you Mother. And I still hate, and I never call you Mother. Mother Teresa said, she said, Mother Teresa took her hand, and she said, put my hand in yours. No, she said, I don't want to touch you. Put my hand in yours. She wouldn't. Mother took her hand and put it, and she said, you'll always have the gift, and you'll always have the cross. They'll always be together. That's what she told her. And she told me this, and she said, but Mother said to me, I want you near me every day until I die. And so she sat with her for her last 2 weeks to be right near her so that she could love her. Mother had so come to the point that even though she was insulting her, rejecting her, abusing her, even at that time that she was dying. And as I was looking at her, and we looked at each other, It was only now, in this retreat, that that love burning in Mother Teresa came through to her. Mother died and never saw her in any way repent for the anger. She continued in the anger. But now she forgave her mother and was truly able to see Jesus in the burning love of Mother Teresa. And now she herself will experience that. How many times people who have been rejected and hurt and abandoned, just like Jesus, to have to go to within themselves. You see, Mother saw Jesus in her. But she also saw what Mother has for every missionary of charity who may be listening to this. She also saw the poorest of the poor in her own little sister. And so she loved what she always taught, Jesus in the poorest of the poor. Mother Teresa's heart had been so united to love Christ in the poorest of the poor. And so here I thought this great miracle occurred on this retreat through Mother's love for this little sister of hers. It's only when you cry within yourself, like those who suffer, where are you, God, when you go through the pain and the cry? You see, there is only one Jesus in the world. In the whole history of humankind, all the way from Adam and Eve, right up until this very moment, there has never been another who has loved as Jesus has. When he suffered and died on the cross and then rose, his suffering, death, and resurrection, when he did that in the year 33, we celebrate his birth. This is 2012 since his birth. But it was only since his, which is very recent in time, and 33 years later, after he was born, he suffered, he died, and he rose. But that isn't the end of the story. Because of baptism, because of confirmation, because that blood from the cross is united with you, that water from the cross through baptism has washed and puts his life in you. So that each one of us, I this morning, with that little sliver from the cross, have a power to renew in him. Because he is the only one. No one can love like Jesus. When Gandhi was shot and killed in India, because he had the dream of a united India, you think that was the end of the story? As now Bangladesh and Pakistan and India are in conflict and potentially can break into a nuclear war. No, Gandhi was an instrument of Jesus. Like Jesus, he suffered, he died. But it's only in Jesus that the dream of a united, not only India, but humankind, that Muslims and Hindus and all people of the world can only be united in Jesus Christ. If this is heard anywhere throughout India or Pakistan, that the union of all people is only going to come through with and in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings, the King of India, the King of Pakistan, the King of Bangladesh, and the King of the whole world. He is the King of love. And the power that we have, just think of that, the good news. He is in me. He is in you. And each one of us, if we would live like Mother Teresa, and like Martin Luther King, when he died on that dusty road, because he wanted to be Christ in fighting racism, that wasn't the end of the story. Martin Luther King dies, but the life of Jesus, it wouldn't make his life potentially to unite the white and the black race and to bring them into union and communion. He used to say, I don't want to become your brother-in-law. I just want to become your brother. That's because we only have one Father, God, and only one brother, Jesus Christ. Jesus is the source of all union. There is no man born, neither Gandhi, nor Martin Luther King, nor any human in the world. Only Jesus. Jesus, who is the Son of God, come to earth, and who is also the Son of Mary, is the only one and Savior of the entire human race. And we have this potential within us and the power to bring about the unity of all mankind. I'm so grateful for people like Mother Teresa, and for Gandhi, and for Martin Luther King, who radiate and witness Christ to the world. But I'm particularly grateful for each of you who can hear this and radiate Christ in your own place where you are.
Any final thoughts, Monsignor?
Peace is flowing like a river, flowing out of you and me because of Jesus, flowing out into the desert, setting all the captives free. God bless.
Monsignor, you know how much you're loved, don't you?
I really, you know, but I also, when I hear I'm rejected, then I really realize that there is only one source for that love, who is in me, and that is He who is in me, gives me that potential. And even now, you know, as I begin my day here, and as you continue with yours, it is Jesus, Chris. He is the source that unites us and that binds us. And what I'm so deeply grateful for is this time that we have to be linked together.